CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks continue to churn just below record highs with signs of resilience in the consumer economy, pushing against policy uncertainties, and a sense the market has already come a long way. The S&P 500 index finished lower by about a sixth of a percent on Thursday, recovering from a deeper morning decline after a report on August retail sales came in stronger than anticipated and as COVID case rates continue to recede. The tone of the market remained somewhat cautious, though, with morning sell-offs nearly every day for the past couple of weeks and investors acutely focused on any signs of further economic slowdown at a time when Congress faces deadlines on a few key fiscal measures and the Federal Reserve meets next week to consider starting a retreat from its easy money initiatives. Plenty of flux to navigate, all at an often tough time of year for stocks, but on a net basis, there's been little damage with the S&P less than 2% off its highs and holding to an uptrend that has carried it higher by 19% so far this year. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.